this is Mistress Daphne, and I wanted to do an audio blog post about chastity. One of the main questions that I get about chastity is why would somebody put a metal cock cage and lock it around their cock, around their penis? And there are several different reasons. A common one is somebody who is a chronic masturbator, who is always touching his dick and needs to be able to get control over that habit. That's a common one right there. And then another reason is if you, even if you're not a chronic masturbator, but you like to jerk off once or twice a day, and it just is kind of getting in the way of your thought process. You're watching porn during the day at work. You're constantly thinking about masturbation. When can you do it? This is another way to be able to close off that avenue so that you're able to think. Focus on your work. Focus on your home life. All the different aspects of your work that don't have to do with your dick. Other people like to lock their cock up almost like they're going to the gym. It's just a routine that feels good, whether it's 3 days in, 2 days out, a week in, 2 days out. However, people can find the rhythm that works for them. Going to the gym is very similar to that. You go 5 days a week, you take a couple days off, and that's exactly what people do with their cock cage. Next comes, who are you going to tell? Are you going to tell anyone, number one? Are you going to tell your partner, and what will he or she think about you being in chastity? Have you brought it up? Hopefully you've talked about it a little bit. Hey, that's an interesting idea. That's one way you can bring it up. If you have not ever talked about it before putting yourself in a cage, know that you're going to have to hide. You need to make sure that you remove it if you all are going to have sex. And of course, if you live at home, easy peasy. That's the easiest way to do it. Lucky you. That's great. We here at LDW, a lot of us mistresses are in control of your cock by putting it in chastity. A lot of people will send us one key, not both. You have to keep one key for emergencies. But we'll keep one key as well. But there's all different kinds of things we can do. If we want to see that you've got that cage on, we can text you and say, put a pencil next to your cock and take a picture of it with that cage right now. Put a clock right next to it. Go ahead and put a piece of chalk. All different kinds of ways for us to be able to see that you really, really are wearing that cock cage. And it's lots of fun to be able to do that. The keys, you can, like I said, you can give one to the mistress. You need to keep one. And you, if you want to put it in a timer lock, that's perfectly fine. If you want to put it in a block of ice, that's fantastic as well. Any way that slows you down getting to it, but also allows you to get to it immediately, if you have to get to it as well for an emergency. When you are finally locked up, one of the things I love to ask is, what does it feel like? Now, I don't mean physically, I mean emotionally. Do you feel relieved? Do you feel nervous? Do you feel scared? What does it feel like to know that your cock is inaccessible to doing something that you've done almost your entire life, something that's stress relieving, something that helps you to go to sleep at night, something that helps you wake up in the morning? It really is a way of mind fucking you to changing your habit. At first, it can be jarring. After a while, it gets to be, the edges get softer and it's easier to tolerate and enjoy. Why would you unlock, besides cleaning, of course, metal detectors? But what some people do is they get plastic cock cages for when they're traveling. If you go to the hospital, you need to have the key, hopefully. But know that, first of all, they see it all the time in the ER. Second of all, they get that thing off lickety-split, so you don't need to worry about that, too. One of the things I want to talk about is some of you guys and gals figure out a way to cheat. Now, this annoys me no end, you cheating with that cage on. And I know I'm going to say it, and y'all are going to go practice and figure it out yourself, but then you have to live with yourself. This chastity is for you. If you fuck with it, then it's you that loses. So remember that. But what some people do is they'll get a vibe, a vibrator, and they play with their balls or they go underneath the cage and let it vibrate. There's all different kinds of things you can do with a vibrator. Don't do it. Just leave the fucking vibrator for your partner. Or for when you're out of the cage. Then you can play with it all you want. So one last thing, find the right size. Do not cram a dick into a cage. And then also do not have your little tiny little dicklets floating around in a giant cage. They make cages the size of a salt shaker top, the lid. So they make them really tiny and then they make them big. And you can also get them custom made, which is fantastic. Okay, whew. This is Mistress Daphne. If you have any questions, you can email me, Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, at EnchantrixEmpire.com. You can also leave a comment here on this blog post. I would love that very much. And then you can find me in Twitter, where I have lots of fun. And it's at Daphne Tease, T-E-A-S-E. Come and find me there, and let's tweet together. You all have a good time, and hide that key.